Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 131. Remembering the law of polarity and the two rooms at either end of the long hallway, we know that there is the room on the left, inside of which you can only win, because it is filled with light and all of the amazing things that are found in the light. Then there is the room down the right end of the hallway that, because the light is off, remains empty, and inside of which there is nothing but struggle. The good news is that our souls long for light and cannot go long without it. We were created from God and ultimately must return to God. Today, once and for all, I seek my true home, and I will succeed as I turn my back on the room that feels like hell and walk back into the light-filled room inside of which I was created. Step 132. Standing in the room at the right end of the hallway, the one with no light, the world surrounding me was a dismal place in which I felt constantly afraid, frustrated, and confused. After learning the law of polarity, I realized that the world I was experiencing was not what God created at all. Rather, it was all something I made up based on my guilty, fearful thoughts and beliefs, and therefore something I could escape simply by releasing the world I made up and accepting the truth. Today, I stand steadfast in the light and love inside of which I and everything else was created. Step 133. I now realize, after having learned the law of mentalism, that abundance doesn't mean that I have a lot of money or a lot of things. It means that I know who I am as the image and likeness of God, and that, by using my thoughts correctly, I have the key to the storehouse that is the quantum field, where everything I need can be accessed with a thought. When I didn't know who I am, I thought having money and power could ensure a peaceful, problem-free existence. However, experience has taught me the fallacy of that belief. Both money and power are far too easily lost and thus exist in an atmosphere of fear. And since only love has value and truth, even though those things seem to be valuable to the ego, I am not an ego. Properly identified, I choose to use the mind I share with God to ensure that I always have and experience what is truly valuable. Step 134. I and all members of my human family are perfect downloads of the divine. No circumstance or condition can change that. If I or any one of my brothers or sisters are unaware of that truth, it is easy for us to assign meaning based on behavior. We believe that it is possible to be other than what God created as whole, perfect, and complete. We believe that unless we overlook his or her behavior, it is possible for someone to deserve execution instead of information. True forgiveness means to give forth any notion of sin or guilt in ourselves and then know the truth about the sinlessness of our brothers and sisters. We must be and see only God, for in truth, that is all there is. Step 135. Based on the law of mentalism, I will manifest or attract what I believe. If I believe I am unsafe, no matter how many plans I make or how many locks, guns, or dollars I possess, I will not be safe, for nothing is stronger than thought. The only reason I would set up defenses is if I thought I could be attacked, and based on the strength of my thoughts, I will be. Through the laws of vibration and polarity, I have learned that the only way that I can guarantee safety is to know who I am and stand in a vibratory field where defenses of any kind are completely unnecessary. Step 136. As we are downloaded divinity, sickness is not a part of the perfect pattern from which we were created. If we are sick, we are simply misidentified. We think it is possible to be other than what God spoke into being as eternally whole, perfect, and complete. We believe that we are separate or other than the divine. that we are full of sin and guilt, and we believe that our illnesses substantiate that belief. When we are sick, we believe that it is happening to us rather than from us. However, as the image and likeness of God, and according to the law of mentalism, the only thing we can experience is what we think, which bears witness to the fact that we believe we are our bodies and not the pure spirit that God willed into being. Today, I accept what God willed instead of what I made up, and therefore, for me, sickness is no longer a possibility. Step 137. Everything in creation is an emanation of God and is therefore an extension of God. If God is not sick, even when I have symptoms to the contrary, in truth, as one with God, I am not sick. My sickness is a decision designed to prove that I am separate from God and therefore, in my sickness, unique and special. When I accept the truth of who I am automatically healed. And when I accept the truth about myself, at the same time, I know the truth about everyone. For what is opposed to God does not exist. Step 138. In spirit, there is no such thing as polarity. In manifestation, according to universal law, polarity is mandatory. As with seed and soil, there must be both context and content in order to create form. However, it is imperative that we realize that we are meant to maintain a consciousness of the unity of spirit while in form, to be in it but not of it. And since the illusion of duality or polarity has to be dealt with, we are being advised to choose the room at the left end of the hallway, the room that represents heaven, the one that is filled with light and love. Today, I choose to remember that if I desire a fulfilling life, I have to stand where that is possible. Therefore, I know that heaven is the decision I must make. Step 139. We were created as pure spirit, the image and likeness of God. However, moving around in the earth plane requires a body. To know and to function with the awareness of who we truly are, the spirit and body have to be aligned and consciously joined. This joining is symbolized in ancient Egypt as the joining of the two crowns, the red crown of Lower Egypt representing the body, and the white crown of Upper Egypt representing the spirit. This joining of the two parts making the one is the atonement. Today, I choose to agree with God and accept atonement for myself. Step 140. The only way we can be truly healed is to understand that in reality, we cannot be sick. As the image and likeness of God, it is impossible to be sick. We can perceive ourselves as sick and take a remedy that will make our bodies feel better, but we will still suffer from the illusion of sickness and think ourselves vulnerable. This is because we don't realize and accept that we are created by the eternally whole, perfect, and complete to be eternally whole, perfect, and complete. Today, with my acceptance of this truth, I am saved from the possibility of the illusion of sickness and am truly cured.